听力课堂,听class.com.
And speaking of which, it's time to plunge right into the last group of this hour-long segment, Chaos and Control.
Yes, we've borrowed our nomenclature from an early 70s sitcom, but no matter, our course is clear. We'll start where we always do, at the beginning with the first word first.
So, from the group Chaos and Control, we give you chaos. And our opening vocabulary gambit will be bedlam.
In medieval London, there was a lunatic asylum called St. Mary of Bethlehem, popularly known as Bedlam. If a teacher, for example, says that there's bedlam in her classroom, she means that the students are acting like lunatics. Bedlam is chaos. Part of the charm of living downtown is the bedlam that breaks out every weekend. The lunacy goes on right outside my window until late into the night.
Now, if bedlam means lunacy in the world, then mania means lunacy in your head. Mania is a lot of fun because it can be used in so many nifty ways. On its own, it means crazed, excessive excitement, insanity, or delusion, as in, the Roman Emperor Caligula's mania was obvious to all. His lunacy expressed itself in ways that are too unpleasant to talk about here. You'll have to see the movie.
Then, you can also take mania and attach it to the end of countless other roots of words to get neato combinations that mean an obsessive desire to do or be part of that root. For example, erotic means sexual. Attach it to mania and you've got erotomania, which means an obsession with sex.
When you call someone a maniac, you're not necessarily defining the exact nature of their mania. You're just calling them crazy, whacked out, loony in a general way. Ludicrous is an adjective which means ridiculous or absurd.
It was ludicrous of Jeremy to think that he could write his thesis at the football game. Aside from the deafening noise, the pushing and the shoving, not a few beers were spilled on his laptop computer.
What? Wear glass slippers to the ball? Hello! That's ludicrous! Even one box step and your feet would be cut to ribbons.
It was ludicrous of Alex to start doing card tricks at the annual meeting of the MHS, or Magician Haters Society. It's no surprise that a melee ensued. He's lucky he got out alive.
A melee, spelled M-E-L-E-E, is a big brawl, a confused fight or struggle, a violent free-for-all, a tumultuous confusion.
Do yourself a favor. Avoid those European soccer games. It's common for the crowds to go totally bonkers, and people literally get killed in the melees that typically follow big matches there. But enough of melee. There are other words in the chaos half of chaos and control that need defining, so let's move on to the next one.
Righto. How about fiasco? Another word with tons of applications. A fiasco is a complete failure or disaster, a total screw-up, if you will. Opening night was an utter fiasco. The paint was still wet, the orchestra was late, and the leading man forgot most of his lines.
The critics could see what a fiasco it was, too. They can see a disaster of that magnitude from a mile away. Little Timmy's birthday party turned into a fiasco, and his cake turned out to be a grenade in disguise. There was icing all over everything. Next topic. Like many of the words in this group, the negative or positive connotation attached to them really depends on your point of view. This is true of our next word, subversive. Subversive means corrupting, overthrowing, undermining, and insurgent.
So, something subversive is subversive because it is attempting to change things in ways that are contrary to most people's way of thinking. The professor was subversive because he taught that the classroom was the last place people should look to for knowledge. Mitchell's desire to ask Wendy on a date was subverted by Moe's prior invitation.
Well, clearly it was folly of him to think she'd go out with him in the first place. It was also folly of him to wear shorts, a t-shirt, and flip-flops when the forecast called for sleet and snow.
Folly is foolishness, imprudence, or insanity. It's easy to remember because folly and fool are derived from the same root. It is folly for people to think that they can learn new words simply by sleeping with a dictionary under their pillow. A large vocabulary takes real work. We told Sherry Vine that wearing an oversized wig to a black tie affair was sheer folly, but then she stole the whole show.
Greatness takes many forms, I suppose, and so does folly. At any rate, we're going to close out this half of chaos and control with farcical. Farcical is close in meaning to ludicrous in that they both mean absurd or ridiculous.
Ah, but the magic of English is in the nuances that make words different in very subtle ways. Farcical has an absurd, almost humorous aspect to it that comes from its root word farce, which is a comedy, usually a play in which the funny elements are hugely exaggerated.
Ludicrous would be the suggestion that you'll write a 400-page manuscript in under a week. It's just too much work. Farcical is when you actually try to do it by praying to the great computer to print it out without your writing anything.
Something becomes farcical when things go so wrong that you simply have to laugh.
The secret documents revealed the CIA's farcical attempt to discredit the dictator by sprinkling his shoes with a powder that was supposed to make his hair turn green.
Okay, that should just about wrap it up for farcical. Let's run a quick review of these words, and then we'll get a chaos speaker to join us for a moment. After that, it's on to those control words that I know you've been waiting for.
This should only take a minute. I'll start by giving you the words. You define them. Ready?
Ready.
Melee.
A melee is a huge brawl, a violent and confused free-for-all.
Ludicrous.
Something ludicrous is clearly absurd or ridiculous.
Mania.
A mania is craziness, obsessiveness, lunacy, or excessive excitement.
Folly.
Foolishness, imprudence, insanity.
Bedlam.
Chaotic, noisy uproar, or any place where that's what's going on.
Fiasco.
A fiasco is a complete failure or total screw-up.
Subversive.
Describes something that undermines or attempts to weaken.
Farcical.
Something so ridiculous it's laughable, like a farce.
That's it. That's all of them.
Oh boy, I know you know what that means. That's right, kids. It's time for Kooky the Chaotic Clown.
Kooky is here to talk to us about what life is like in the wild and wacky world of an internationally renowned circus.
Listen carefully for those chaos words. Take it away, Kooky.
Hey, kids! Welcome! I'm Kooky the Chaotic Clown! If you've ever visited my wacky circus world, then you know a night under the big tent can be bedlam! With so many clowns, animals, and circus performers, it's like a lunatic asylum! And if you think that's insane, you should see what it's like inside the teeny tiny circus train that all 600 of us call home! 9 months out of every year! Living in such cramped quarters with so many colorful people has turned many a happy clown into a homicidal maniac! We just lose our little minds! With so little room to breathe, it's no surprise that a simple lover's quarrel between a couple of trapeze artists can turn into a melee! Hundreds of people can get injured in these spats, or worse! Take last night's explosion and derailment. Was it an accident? Who knows? Someone should tell Mr. Farnum that it's ludicrous to think that so many people living like this can avoid such fiascos. And I know a secret. I know that the little people are planning something subversive to undermine Farnum's authority if things don't change around here. If you think the poo-poo parade and the dance of the happy hats are farcical now, wait until our contract negotiations break down again. Oops, there's my cue. Time for more fun and folly in that hot little clown car. It's all so silly and insane. See you real soon, kid.
Wow, it sounds like he needs a week off. Let's keep moving, shall we? And somebody make sure he gets a cab, okay? For us, it's on to the second half of Chaos and Control.
Yes, indeedio. I think we need a little control around here. We'll begin with meticulous, which means precise and careful about details. Fussy, even. Patrick is meticulous about keeping his desk clean. Every morning, he polishes the paper clips.
Joanne would have made a great lawyer, only she never paid any attention to details. She wasn't nearly meticulous enough for that profession.
Putting together a dollhouse is too meticulous a job for a 2-year-old. There are too many parts and details to attend to. Izzy and Jesse are never going to survive in a small apartment together. Izzy is a slob and Jesse is meticulous. They'll end up scratching each other's eyes out.
Jesse loves order and tidiness. He likes folding all his underwear so it's all perfectly uniform.
If you're familiar with the root uni, then you'll be able to divine the meaning of a word like uniform. Uni, spelled U-N-I, means one or sometimes all. Uniform means all alike, consistent, the same for everyone, unchanging. If Jesse's underwear is folded uniformly, then each pair is folded like the others. They all look the same.
Uniform is, of course, also a noun. It's what we call an outfit that makes everyone who wears it look the same. That way we can distinguish the cops from the basketball players.
The school didn't have a uniform grading policy. Each teacher was free to mark students according to any system that they liked. At least that means there was no class rank.
And without a class hierarchy, how are you supposed to determine who's at the top and who is at the bottom?
I don't know. Can you imagine what the world would be like if it weren't for hierarchies or other systems based on rank, power, or degree?
Well, while it might be nice to get out of a pecking order, as it were, we still need people to be in charge of what others do.
However, those aliens, the ones who abducted strapping young Billy Whiflemoo, had no discernible hierarchy. They had no leader, or for that matter, no followers.
Perhaps it's just that their nomenclature was so different from ours that we just couldn't see the hierarchy. I mean, if they don't call their leader a leader, then how are we to know if they've got one?
Nomenclature is a system of names or terminology. When Adam, the Adam, gave names to all the animals in Eden, he invented nomenclature.
The nomenclature of ornithology, the study of birds, is so complicated that I just as soon bake my brain in a toaster oven as try to memorize it.
Nomenclature.
I think we can stop enumerating examples for nomenclature now. We've got plenty. To enumerate means to list or to name one by one. When I asked my mother to enumerate some of the reasons why she was locking me in the dungeon, the list was so long that I begged her to hurry up and just shut the door.
After our tour guide enumerated all the disgusting diseases running rampant in the area, I decided I'd be happier back at the hotel. When there are too many items and they can't all be enumerated, they are innumerable. Let's look at a new word that fits nicely into the control group, but perhaps for different reasons. Genteel. Not to be confused with Gentile. Genteel means refined, polite, aristocratic, or just pretending to be any of these things.
The reason we've put genteel into the control group, as it were, is because there's a nuance in genteel that suggests that people who display gentility, that's the noun, are perhaps trying to control their inner turmoil.
That's not to suggest that politeness and refinement aren't perfectly good characteristics, but as often as not, genteel is a word that's said with just a hint of sarcasm.
Jackson was born in the sewer and raised by rats, but now, in his mansion, his life has become most genteel. And try this one. The ladies who lunch are too genteel to accept our invitation to the wrestling match. Oh well, it's their loss if they can't let their hair down.
Honest gentility is a lot easier to take than the affected kind that is akin to snobbery. If you're truly genteel, then you don't have to advertise it.
Okay, I'm over genteel. I'd like to do another word now, and I'd like that word to be ordinance. An ordinance is a regulation, a law, a decree. You should know that there's an ordinance against recording audio cassettes in the nude.
Don't try to control me. I can't stand the way you're always trying to control me.
Me? It's not me, it's the ordinance. I didn't write the darn law. I'd be perfectly happy to record in the nude, Dick. But the ordinance says we have to wear clothes.
Okay, fine. Then what about the ordinance which says that women under 40 who do vocabulary tapes aren't allowed to wear lipstick?
There's no such ordinance. Who would decree something as silly as that?
The union. There's an ordinance which clearly states no lipstick during recording for women under 40. Apparently, it's a distraction for the recording engineer. Sorry, Liz. That's the law.
And that's the end of the control half of Chaos and Control. Now, before you get yourself all wound up in a little ball, let's just do a quick review. We'll worry about my lipstick and your clothes during the guest speaker speech.
Okay, but you have to give the definitions. I'll start. Meticulous.
Meticulous means showing great care about details. Fussy.
Nomenclature.
Nomenclature is a system of names, a terminology, or designation.
Uniform.
Uniform means the same everywhere, alike, or consistent.
Hierarchy.
An organization based on rank, power, or degree. A pecking order.
Enumerate.
To name one by one, to list.
Genteel.
Polite, refined, aristocratic, or affecting any of those.
Ordinance.
A law or decree.
So, now let's hear that all-important speech to put these babies in context. If you're all ready and alert, I have the great honor of introducing the Lady Smatterly, Duchess of Smatterly Hall.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your application. You understand that if you are to labor here under my employ, you shall have to demonstrate great attention to detail. A meticulous nature is essential to work here in Smatterly Hall. Good. Now, first things first, there are, as you can see, a multitude of fine and rare objects throughout the hall. You'll soon discover that the art of antiquing has a nomenclature all its own. Learning this system of names and designations is essential to your duties here. By week's end, I'll need you to have taken a complete inventory of all objects in the building that are over 200 years of age. Then, please, enumerate their points of origin and approximate value, and have the list sent to Mr. Broxbury, my bookkeeper. You're aware, I have no doubt, of that ridiculous ordinance left over from the year 1460-something or other, which requires all works of art considered masterpieces to be registered with Her Majesty. You'll therefore need to learn, if you don't already know it, the current hierarchy of great masters and the periods of their finest works. Those works which appear on the bottom third should, as a matter of course, be eliminated from the order altogether. As far as your appearance is concerned, well, there's not much to say, is there? Please make sure that your uniforms all appear uniform, which is to say, all of the jumpers I have supplied to you should be pressed and cleaned in the same manner. Those few friends whom I do occasionally entertain are rather genteel, shall we say, and should be treated, it hardly needs to be said, with the utmost gentility. If, then, all of your duties are now clear to you, as I trust they are, then you may begin.
Boy, I wish I could have as much class as that dame. Well, now that we've finished both chaos and control, it's time for the review.
You know what to do after the pause. Let's start with one of my personal favorites. Mania, and its derivative, maniac.
Living in such cramped quarters with so many colorful people has turned many a happy clown into a homicidal maniac.
Mania is craziness, obsessiveness, lunacy, or excessive excitement. A maniac is a nutcase, someone who's out of control. Beatlemania was characterized by adolescent females screaming and fainting at the sight of John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Meticulous.
You shall have to demonstrate great attention to detail. A meticulous nature is essential to work here in Smatterly Hall.
Meticulous means showing great care for details. Anna is a meticulous proofreader. She catches all the careless typos.
Ludicrous.
Someone should tell Mr. Farnham that it's ludicrous to think that so many people living like this can avoid such fiascos.
Ludicrous means clearly absurd, ridiculous. The hat with the ostrich plumes looked ludicrous on May, but suited Cyrano to a T.
Nomenclature.
The art of antiquing has a nomenclature all its own. Learning the system of names and designations is essential to your duties here.
Nomenclature is a system of names, a terminology or designation. Gardening is an art with its own nomenclature, but sometimes a spade is just a spade.
Melee.
It's no surprise that a simple lover's quarrel can turn into a melee.
A melee is a huge brawl, a violent and confused free-for-all. The arrival of the Beatles caused a melee at the airport.
Ordinance.
You're aware, I have no doubt, of that ridiculous ordinance left over from the year 1460-something or other, which requires all works of art considered masterpieces to be registered with Her Majesty.
An ordinance is a law or decree. Polly flaunted the ordinance by refusing to clean up after her dog Fifi.
Farcical.
If you think the poo-poo parade and the dance of the happy hats are farcical now, wait until our contract negotiations break down again.
Farcical means so ridiculous it's laughable, like a farce. Mel Torme singing for a heavy metal band would be farcical.
Enumerate.
Then, please, enumerate their points of origin and approximate value and have the list sent to Mr. Broxbury, my bookkeeper.
To enumerate means to name one by one, to list. Gary enumerated all of his sins to the priest, who absolved him of every one.
Folly.
Time for more fun and folly in that hot little clown car.
Folly is foolishness, imprudence, or insanity. It was sheer folly trying to get tickets to the basketball playoffs. They were sold out weeks in advance.
Uniform.
As far as your appearance is concerned, please make sure that your uniforms all appear uniform.
Uniform means the same everywhere, alike or consistent. Uniforms are suits of clothing that groups wear to identify themselves officially. I just love men in uniforms. Firemen in particular are uniformly appealing to me.
Fiasco.
It's ludicrous to think that so many people living like this can avoid such fiascos.
A fiasco is a complete failure or total screw-up. The new skyscraper was a total fiasco architecturally. The building was a mix of Baroque, Rococo, postmodern, and deconstructionist.
Hierarchy.
You'll therefore need to learn the current hierarchy of great masters and the periods of their finest works.
Hierarchy is an organization based on rank, power, or degree, a pecking order. Jose didn't know where he stood in the company hierarchy. One day he was fetching paper clips, and the next day he was making sales calls.
Bedlam.
If you ever visited my wacky circus world, then you know a night under the big tent can be bedlam.
Bedlam is chaotic, noisy uproar, or any place where that's what's going on. It was bedlam at the slumber party where 50 girls were engaged in a pillow fight.
Genteel.
Those few friends whom I do occasionally entertain are rather genteel, shall we say, and should be treated, it hardly needs to be said, with the utmost gentility.
Genteel means polite, refined, aristocratic, or affecting any one of these adjectives.
Subversive.
I know the little people are planning something subversive to undermine Farnham's authority.
Subversive means undermining, corrupting, or overthrowing. Maurice had a subversive influence on his platoon. He was the ringleader for countless food fights in the mess hall.
That was lovely, Liz. We've now concluded Chaos and Control, as well as this hour of the Princeton Review's Word Smart 2 vocabulary building program.